Huge announcement, gang. My debut half-hour comedy special is available March 14th right here on the RU Garbage YouTube channel. Check it out, baby.
Gang, let's blow this puppy up. Like it, share it, tell the whole squad, blow it up for Kippy.
Do it! Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of RU Garbage, the show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is RU Garbage.
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find that they're going to be classy.
Yeah.
If they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in a new addition. She just got a new shower curtain upstairs.
Okay.
See-through.
Ooh, achy-machy, a little bit of a freak in her.
A little peek when I'm brushing when I'm brushing my teeth. My co-host is coming at you from across the table. He is the CEO of RU Garbage. He is an international businessman, and he's got a brand new special out. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, what up, gang?
Look at
Thanks
ya.
For tuning in, everybody.
Woo.
New special out tomorrow. If you're listening to this today, it comes out March 14th, 7 p.m.
Does.
Right here on the AYG YouTube channel.
Woo,
baby.
Baby.
Live premiere. Get in there. Mix it up in the chat.
I'm down there at the Fillmore in Philly.
The boys went home. Kippy shot a half-hour comedy special, so check it out. All produced by the Magic Man.
Uh-oh. How about a nice shout-out to our producer extraordinaire, the old magic man, as Cue Ball said. He is also a director.
Extraordinaire.
T-Bone Scruffins, Toby McMullen, everybody.
Yeah, multi-hyphenate voice of a generation. So excited. And shout out to one new guy, Luke, Mr. Luke Dempsey, killed it on the
I got to tell you, we got a home run of a fucking squad over
Good
here.
Good squad, tight squad, like the squad.
As I'm sure you know, most of, if not everybody, if you haven't checked out the Big Man's, go check out the Big Man's up there right now. Go check it out.
Please do.
They smashed that one. They smashed mine. It's fantastic. We're super excited. And that's available at rugarbage.com YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Not rugarbage.com. On YouTube, full video. And as you know, those numbers are
true to the roof.
I thought we fucking cooking. Missed it there. I got nervous. I didn't know what I was doing. I was out.
You had
no
a big announcement. You got a special out, baby.
A special out. Go check it out. Half hour comedy special. I'm excited. It's the same as the Big Man. It's what we've been touring with. So we're happy to put it on some wax and get it out there to the peoples.
Can't thank you guys enough. We love each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for what we like to call a family episode.
Some would say.
Just the boys, the bozos, and the homies
mm-hmm.
sitting down together.
Circling the wagons.
Circling the wagons
tight, tight.
As we like to do
running
from
with
time
a
to time.
Running with a skeleton crew. I always love that saying.
Skeleton crew?
Running with a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
Just a couple of fucking guys who know how to operate. You catch my drift? I got a wheel man, a fucking trigger guy. What else you need? Skeleton crew.
Knows how to keep their mouth shut and owns a ski mask.
And can get rid of gold coins if need be.
That's what I'm talking about. Kind of question for you boys.
I'm listening.
Your toilet brush. First of all, do you have one?
Yeah.
Toilet brush?
Yes.
Did you grow up with one?
No.
I think there was one there solely for cleaning. It wasn't to clean the skids. You know what I mean?
What's the skids?
Like if there was a skid mark, that would just get left. Like as a kid, that would just get left.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that you could move those other than try to pee on them. I didn't know you could
sure.
do it. I'd say you knew my old man was in there.
Okay.
A couple of claw marks, as he called them.
God damn.
Dragging a demon back to hell. You knew. When you
already into
in.
Potty humor this early in?
We are. I had a question for you. Do you use that?
Man, hard-hitting journalistic questions from the big man. Chuck Chuckerson, gang.
If you say, for your back.
You ever brush your teeth with that? Really get a molar clean.
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. Just use it in general?
Use it on, like, okay, so when I clean the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's well documented. I make a little bit of a mess in there. I got to stay on top of it. I have my little Swiffer butler that I do after I tanky, keep everything nice. But when I clean the toilet, my usual thing is I pull everything away, okay, from that area. I flush the toilet. I spray Clorox, whatever, in there. So it's clean water. It's disinfected. It's soapy water. And then I'll dunk it in there. and I'll do the outside and the floor around.
No!
The-
no!
No!
Really?
Interior only, man.
I thought you were going to say I dump it in the water, then swish it around and clean the bowl. That's what you do. That's for no. What?
No kidding.
No, you have, dude.
I mean, I get what. Hold on.
I take it. I dunk it in there so it's disinfected. No. It's like the Barbasol stuff at the barbershop. It's in the blue liquid.
Listen.
I go heavy with the Clorox spray.
Dude, the Red Cross couldn't clean up the mess you make in there,
dude.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That's crazy.
Dude. So, well, I understand that, yes, there is Clorox or some sort of disinfectant in the water. That makes sense. But I don't think that
iced tea.
I don't think that brush is fully clean to be rubbing on.
Dude, Clorox kills everything.
Nah, dude, there's particles on that brush that Clorox ain't killing. It's not going to disintegrate them. There's things in them.
It
wired.
Neutralizes them, though,
buddy. You're bringing it up because you know you're. It's not on the up and up.
I don't advertise it in the home. No kidding.
She don't. Yeah, I would not do that.
I use this.
This isn't a squeegee on the quarter panel, dude. Like,
yeah, that's.
I get it in there real good, get it all Cloroxy, and then I do the whole outside, the sides. I make sure I get in there.
And then
do a little bit of the floor to scrub that off.
We get it. I get your relative logic, but I think you're overestimating how.
And the sink. I do the sink.
Couple pots and pans that I can't get them burn stains out of. It was goddamn chilly night.
Everybody's got pink eye.
No kidding.
Really? I don't think.
So how do you clean the outside of the toilet? So you don't do the top of, okay, I'm talking about the porcelain part, like where behind the seat where it gets
a
little
crusty.
That's
a paper towel.
You don't take the brush and do back there?
I think that brush is for the inside of the toilet bowl.
Huh.
That's why you put it back in that like kind of vacuum mesh chamber.
That thing's, what's going on in there?
Oh, man.
Man.
Yikes. We're turning into the same guy.
Brutal.
No
kidding. Okay. All right. I'm wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'll listen.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
The guy who lives in a trash can. Man,
dude, you're not wrong.
I'm way off on a couple of things, aren't I?
I think you're better off just spraying that Clorox on the floor and then even using your foot with some paper towels.
I do that.
I wouldn't be putting that brush should live in the bowl and then go back in that. That's like a relative airtight thing you put it in.
Back in the holster.
Yeah.
Take it easy with that thing, will you?
Yeah, that's nuts.
No kidding.
This is a very New York thing because nobody has. Do you have a garbage disposal now?
No.
No one in New York has garbage disposals unless you're fucking real hoity-toity.
However, that doesn't stop me from certain things.
Of course. If I'm lazy, I'll get liberal.
From working in restaurants, I learned that if you take your finger and you have some stuff in there, and as the water's going, you give it a little swirl.
A little mush?
Just a little spin. It works itself
create
out.
Create a vortex.
Yeah.
You got to create a
it
whirlpool.
It works itself out.
I mean,
I was trying to get some cherry seeds down there the other day.
trying to get an old pair of shoes down there. Just picture you with a 2x4. Shoving some. That's my shoving stick.
Yeah.
This is very New York.
Do you have a garbage disposal?
No. Oh. No one in New York. Unless, like, you're... Fucking, I've been in apartments. It's so crazy how you figure
Seinfeld's
out.
Got one.
That's how you learn. You live in New York. You walk into someone's, they got a dishwasher. They got this. They have everything that like a suburban home would have. And you'd be like, you're a millionaire.
I got a dishwasher now.
A dishwasher.
Full
sure.
size. Oh, not them cool. little John.
I got the little John. Man.
Yikes.
Fucking halfway through a snack, that thing's full.
Man.
The way I use spoons and
like a falafel place downtown.
It's bad, dude.
Got the whole big boy.
And
the stand-up washer and dryer.
Yeah, I ain't got that either. But when you go into someone's house that has all appliances that a suburban home would have, you start looking like, whoo-wee, this place is all right.
You ever been in somebody's apartment and they have, like, the three-quarter size fridge?
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. I was just in someone's apartment that had that. And they're like, this is the fridge? I was like,
that's a cooler, dude.
What, I mean, a dorm room here? It's a Yeti. That thing ain't got a plug on it.
I never maximized my college boy fridge in college.
I never had any money to.
Nah.
It was like a half a bottle of water, some Gatorade I stole from the cafeteria or something. It was always empty.
My boys were really good with that, man. I would do this, but I never did it enough where I really took advantage of it. But taking stuff from the cafeteria was obviously, you know, a big thing. But I'd sneak in there. It'd be like a 7-Eleven in there. Like chicken sandwiches stacked up. Mm-hmm. I never did it though.
I drank a lot of my friends' beers out of those things. Yeah. But never had one going myself.
Never really got one cooking. Mine was all right. I put my weed in there.
Got weed in here, cowboy.
And that was big for a while in the mid-90s. Kind Bud was popping. You kids don't know about Kind Bud. It's all Kind Bud
now. I used
to
move Kind Bud.
It's all Allegedly. Kind Bud now. But that's the good stuff.
KB.
You'd put a little orange peel and a little orange peel in your bud in there.
To rehydrate it because it was not the good stuff. You were smoking sticks and stems.
Now it would fluff it up, but you're right. It would take a while to burn.
A lot of smoke. A lot of crackling on that bad boy.
You had to put a Duralog in there, get that thing cooking.
Oh, every little weed trick like that never works.
It's not that it didn't. It was just you felt like, because when you got a good satchel, you wanted to really stretch it out.
You get delivered on a horse? Satchel. Fucking Pony Express.
Trying to skirt around the sensors. You know what I mean? It's like a 60s pop song. Can't tell them what we're talking about. You know what I mean? Talking about doing the shoobaloo, everybody. You know what the shoobaloo was? Butt stuff. You'd want to you'd want to stretch that out a little bit. You took a little more time with it because it was always great when it was fresh and it was the cellophane was rolled nice. And eventually you're just ripping that thing open and stuff it in your eyeball.
I think.
And you're all headed up late night. Been there.
I think from the back to the fridge, I never had the cash to be like, oh, I'm going to spend $15 and just let it sit in my fridge for when I casually want a beer. You know what I mean?
It was like a chocolate bar.
Never.
Guys had like chocolate bars in the freezer part for like months.
No, it's like I'm a very, and still am a very big, I buy and consume. Buy and consume. I'm not hoarding away.
You're an addict.
Hey, who are you talking to? But yeah, it was very even now it's like you come over, I don't have any beers at the house. Because, I drink them. You know what I mean? It's not like a...
If I came over to your house or not, could you offer me a proper drink?
What do you want?
Like a scotch or something?
Yeah. I got some liquor. As, friends would come over or whatever, and, they'd bring me a bottle, or I bought a bottle, or a birthday, or
could
something.
Could you do it in a nice rocks glass?
A nice rocks glass.
Some ice? You have ice in the house?
Yeah, we got the big cubes.
You got the big
cubes?
She stays
on top of them. I don't.
The big cubes.
Got the big cubes. Maybe a little dog hair in there if you like it. I can't stay out of the freezer.
He knows where the Totitos are. But what about the garbage disposal?
Oh, we had the... Will you use the toilet as a garbage disposal? Because we will.
You're busting my chops about the toilet brush?
What
do you
mean? Putting fecal matter on the floor. I'm disposing of...
What are you talking
about? Like if stuff's in a pot.
Like old Rice-A-Roni?
Not Rice-A-Roni. That you can scrape into a trash can.
Uh-huh.
But let's say the slow cooker was running for a couple hours. Whatever's in there will just... That's like a heavy duke in there.
Hey, dude, you got tomahawk bone in your turlet.
I think she flushed a full onion last night, if I'm being honest with you. I was like, babe, I don't think that can go bloop. I just heard it sound like she dropped a pool ball in there. Fucking cue ball.
No, dude, I don't go in there. Yeah, that's even grosser to me.
No, my buddy
in
Derek.
In New York, you have to. Dude, you have nowhere to dispose of the stuff.
You don't put it in the trash.
No.
Then it's sitting in the trash.
Take it out.
My buddy Derek put me on that. I watched him take a thing of ramen that it was like half full and dump it in the toilet. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, noodles go in the toilet, man.
Yeah, it's true.
I wouldn't feel right walking in there with the pot. I feel like the pot was contaminated.
Yeah, no shit, because
you've wiped poop on most surfaces. Listen, am I proud when I'm doing
bleached
it?
Bleached poop.
Is it my best moment when I'm standing over the toilet with a fucking
that city living
slow
right
cooker?
There, man.
No, but you got nothing else to do.
Mm-mm. I've had some mishaps where I'm cleaning the apartment, and I throw some stuff in there, and then I go and I forget about it. And I go look back and I'm like, what happened? What did I do?
Call 911 real quick.
I don't know what I got, but it's something.
I shit out a short rib. What the fuck?
And a fork.
An old boot floating in there.
Yeah, no. It's not proud, but it's like sometimes when you're like, oh, I'm in a rush or something, and mm-mm. You just got nowhere to fucking put it. I can't believe in all your New York City living, you never did that.
Mm-mm.
Not once. I guess you weren't a real big cook most of the
time. I've dumped a stash or two down there.
When the fucking heat was closing in.
When somebody was banging on the door.
Karen, no! That's all we had, Karen!
It's just Mrs. Rossettini from next door.
Yeah, he's going to borrow a cup of sugar.
Hey, answer the door. I got a gun behind me.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Rossettini. Good to see you. You need help opening a jar of pickles? Meanwhile, she was about to get clapped.
It's costing me my weekend, you dumb broad. What are you doing?
That was all we had.
I'm a big soaker, I'll tell you that.
Late. I mean, listen, I'm as lazy as they come.
I soaked a coffee cup with yogurt in it that had sat for about 12 seconds.
What?
I ate yogurt out of a coffee cup.
Oh, you soaked. That can go right in the dishwasher.
I soaked that couple days. Let it loosen up a little bit. Loosen.
No.
Yeah. At one point, I lived in an apartment where I was washing my dishes.
That's in the bathtub.
In the bathtub.
That's crazy.
Why?
That you can't. You can't. You.
Why, dude?
Because the sink was gross.
It was the
Grody.
I destroyed it. The mirror on top of it got smashed, and it all got all full of glass and collapsed.
Jesus Christ. That's a crime scene.
It was an illegal apartment. There was no kitchen, no heat. Chicago was awful.
This guy's got squatter's rights.
You're taking it easy, man.
Just doing his dishes with Pantene Pro-V.
I've done that. I've used shampoo.
No.
On your dishes?
Yeah.
No.
And I've also used... I did this not that long ago. For some reason... maybe when I wasn't feeling good or something like that.
Your pasta is coming out curly.
This was supposed to be lasagna.
Look at the sheen on that thing. Shiny.
A lot of volume on that angel hair.
I washed my body in Dawn the other day. I told you, I used to do it. I loved doing it when I was landscaping at the last house. You get the hose out because of the poison ivy, and you completely wash yourself off with that in your cutoff jeans. Man, talk about feeling like summer, baby. Mm-hmm. Woo! But I did that a couple weekends ago for some reason. I just felt like really getting a good scrubbing. So I used my loofah, and I used Dawn. Then the bird saw that and was like, what the hell is going on?
I mean, that's animalistic. At
exfoliates.
This. If you're out, I'll give you that. Like, if you're, like, out of something. But still, I would argue... I don't know what kind of life you're living if you run out of soap and a water or shampoo ain't going to, you know, just do the job to get the day done. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not like you're out fucking, you know, you're not like a mud farmer or something like that. Like you're fucking...
Working on a derrick.
You know what I mean? You come in here, you podcast for 2-3 hours, you go, oh.
I like a good scrubbing every once in a while. I like a good exfoliation.
Man, the money I would pay to see a prime H. Foley on the side of a house scrubbing down.
Ooh, a tight little body back then.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Talking about $1.75, $1.80.
He was 6 years old, but store.
What are you looking at, mister? Yeah,
looking
all
for free.
Right. No undies on, probably no socks.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Letting the little guy hang out. Just picture the top of the jeans unbuttoned. You're just like,
awesome, sugar, man.
I'm washing the car, rubbing my boobs on the window.
Fucking Foley Catane over here.
Kip, this is Helix.
Shout out to Helix.
You know him, you love him, you sleep on every night. Hell, we both do.
I have hanky-panky time in mind.
Hey, different ones. All right. Same model, but what are you going to do? Gang, Helix, best mattress ever invented. You don't got to go to the mattress store. All you got to do is hop online. You take their quiz. They want to know how you sleep. They want to know if you sleep hot, if you sleep cold, do you sleep fat, do you sleep skinny, and they'll match up with the perfect mattress right for you. How long does the quiz take, you ask, Kevin?
I don't know.
2-3 minutes.
That's it. Real
You're
short
in
quiz.
Out.
Get matched to one of the 20 unique mattresses. I'm a Twilight man myself.
They got 20 now?
Me and a bird. They'll give you a 100-night trial so you can try it out on your own bed at home instead of rolling around in some weird-ass mattress store where some guy with coffee bread staring at you, tugging his root. Whether you sleep on your back, your side, or your stomach, Helix has something for you. They even make mattresses for the big man and even ones for kids. So here is the turkey. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for RU Garbage listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/garbage and use the code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet and won't last long. That's helixsleep.com/garbage with code HelixPartner20. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Yeah.
Ain't dumb.
Okay, let's talk about Mint Mobile, baby.
Shout out to Mint Mobile.
Let's be honest. We've all been getting ripped off by our cell phone provider for
They're
years.
They're screwing us.
Screwing them. $200, $300. They try to throw this in. They try to throw that in. Not with Mint Mobile. We're talking about $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest
5G network.
That's right. 5G, baby.
As you know, my family's been a user of Mint Mobile for a very long time, way before this podcast even started, and we still are because it's fan-frickin-tastic. You get to keep your same phone, your phone number, all your contacts. The only change is the money in your pocket, baby.
Yeah.
To get this new customer offer, your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/garbage. That's mintmobile.com/garbage. You get to cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. Mintmobile.com/garbage. And additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply.
Sure.
Go over to Mint Mobile. See them for details. Now back to the show.
Back to the show. All right. Enough of this.
Enough's enough.
Laundry habits and whatnot. Let's get into the meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes, as the big man says, this is a family episode. So as you know, when you join a Patreon, we will answer your garbage questions on the air. It's the best way to do it. The homies get the first crack at it. And I got to be honest with you, the greatest website of all time, check it out. Listen, the men lie, women lie. The numbers don't lie. Go over there, peruse around, see what, you know, you're going to like what you see.
15,000 strong in that army of garbage on Patreon.
Yeah, 15,000 people have seen it and been like, this is what I'm in for. Listen, it's the best bang for your buck. It's better than a value than a, some of your major streaming services.
Plus you get that hard feelings where we let it all hang out.
Yeah, some of my best work in hard feelings. But let's see
here.
Tell
each other how we really feel.
This one's from Pierce, $10 Canadian investor. Shout out to you. Never had one read. This is nuts. Is it garbage if your parents get in a fight and your mom ends up on the couch instead of your dad?
Man.
What is going on? Who wears the pants in that household?
I might have seen that once or twice at the Foley's. That she'd have to be real pissed.
I've never seen my parents in the same room, but...
Or
that's nuts.
Or the guy is so soft that she's like, no cuddles tonight. And he's like, baby, no, don't go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's probably like, fuck you, I'm at. Or I don't know who's in the. Dude, if your mom's ending up in the doghouse.
What'd she do?
That's fucking wild. Having sex with another lady.
Yikes.
I know you're out there running around on me. I'm home cooking.
Man.
I don't think I've ever... Was that a normal thing? I didn't have that in the necessary thing.
My dad
like
on
a,
the couch?
That's a very big trope of like, you know, you're sleeping, you know...
Now, they would usually go to bed just angry.
Screaming at each other?
Yeah, they'd go to bed angry at each other.
They'd just wake up and keep fighting.
Sure.
Not talk. They would not talk. There'd be a silence in the house.
You can feel it.
Oh, like heavy water.
They're in that bed like those Russian boxers who fight in the phone booths.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Just wake up ready to go.
That was a wild video, by the way.
Be quiet. My dad would get up. You wouldn't hear. He wouldn't talk to anybody. It wouldn't be a word. Just out the door.
I remember.
Didn't know if you're ever going to see him again. He'd show back up. I guess they talked during the day or something.
No, they didn't. They didn't talk. They didn't address it, and they just kept living.
Yeah, like, fair enough.
You're like a bug, dude. Watching him leave, like, is he ever coming back?
I know.
Oh, a bunch of times on that.
You're peeing on the floor.
Yeah.
He does it when he's nervous. Henry, stop it.
There was a few times where I was on his side. Like, yeah, if he didn't come back, I wouldn't blame him, to be honest with you.
You keep pulling his stupid shit, screaming at her. He's gonna leave for good one time. I remember hearing, it's actually just normal. I come from a very yelly household family.
Sure. I'm aware.
I remember I'd be in my dad's house upstairs in my room watching TV, like wrestling or something. So it was like a commotional show. I'm
really
watching.
Going at it this week.
Dude, I'd be like, that doesn't sound like Hulk. You're like, and I would hit mute, and you would just hear him. It'd be coming through the vents of like wherever they were screaming at each other.
Yeah,
you knew what was going on. I'm like, oh yikes. God, this ain't gonna be great,
man. I used to always creep down on the steps and hear it out.
I didn't. It scared. It scared. Was like, I just wanted to end. I was just like, man, because it's also. If you got, I've been caught on the stairs, and that don't make it any better.
You want some of this too?
Yeah, because you think you know where they are in the house. It's like thermal mapping. You know where they are. All right, they're in the kitchen. Then she walked to the living room. He went to the family room.
It's like you're playing Call of Duty.
Uh-huh. And then
this guy's throwing his voice.
Then you don't hear anything for a couple seconds, and he turns the corner to the hallway and the stairs.
How do you
doing? I was just getting milk. I got a glass up to the wall. Yeah. Dysfunctional. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Mom on the couch, though. Now, I might have seen that once or twice, maybe. Maybe.
I can't recall.
Only because my dad was snoring.
I think my dad would get up. He would get elbowed enough times or whatever to be like, I'm just going to fucking couch it.
Sure.
Just to get through the night.
Pre-CPAP.
Yeah.
By the time I came on the scene, now granted, my dad's parents were much older.
What scene is this?
And the Earth scene.
Okay, that's what you're referring to. You're referring to your birth as coming on the scene?
Oh, hey, man, I'm on the scene. I'm here, baby.
All right, you know you've been in a lot of scenes.
Until I rolled in. How about that?
Okay.
Until I popped up.
Came on the scene.
Became online.
Earth scene is crazy. Yeah.
Before I showed a little bit, got the party started. You know what I'm saying? Showing up to dump up a little bit.
Showing up to a scene implies to me that you were doing something somewhere else before.
I was.
Then I got on the scene. You know what I mean?
I was. I just can't remember who I was in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody of note, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think I might have done some bad things.
Yeah, sure. Probably a portly bread thief, I guess.
Tony the Stealer or something like that from Britain.
What? Jack the Bomber. What are you talking about?
I was thinking Jack the Ripper.
Tony the Stealer.
Which he always scared me, Jack the Ripper.
He still does. I don't know what he did.
They never caught
him. I always thought it was a barber, no?
No, it's Sweeney Todd. That's okay. That's a Broadway musical.
I thought he was giving nice fades. I didn't know.
It's slitting your throat. Singing the
Are they
whole
not
time.
To say Sweeney Todd's a vampire?
No, I think. Listen, I'm not.
I thought he was a pro skateboarder. Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, I thought you meant Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd's a pretty good skater name, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Sweeney Todd, I don't know if that's based on a historical figure, but it's a Broadway show about a barber that kills people. I don't know why he
kills
people.
All right, so I'm not that far
off. He invented
the
Rodeo 720, Sweeney Todd.
First got to do a 900.
Jack the Ripper, I think, was a real dude.
Was a real serial killer, I think.
Yeah, in London.
I watched.
I think they had speculation of who he was, but I don't know if he was ever caught. If you ever want to watch a good movie on it, From Hell with Johnny Depp and Heather Graham.
Well, I think
he was
never
caught. Took out Women of the Night.
New stuff came out. They think he came to New York because there's a bunch of overlap between London. Like, there's a bunch of. I just saw something on that. I watched the beginning of a documentary on Netflix or something. There's overlap between serial killer there and here around the same time of Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, From Hell is really good though. Really good movie. Ian something, not McShane, the guy who was the Hobbit.
Ian.
He was Bilbo Baggins in Lord of the Rings. He plays the guy who they think it was. He was a doctor. He was a medical research doctor, like a rich guy that was doing it for whatever reason. Something with the queen, I can't remember. But still scared the shit out of me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't mind the couch every once in a while, to be honest with you.
I'm a big couch guy. It's
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I'm sorry to cut you off. By the time I was born and my dad's parents were a little bit older when they had my dad, they were already in, they had separate rooms in their house. I didn't know any different. I heard that it was because my grandfather snored, but then later you find out that that scene was a bloodbath as well.
Sure.
So, I don't know. They could have hated each other as far as I know.
Yeah.
They're sweet to me, and I love them to death.
I don't...
Shout out to Nanny and Pop.
I feel like you hear more and more about that now of, like, not of just, like...
Some aunt with too many glasses of wine in her just tell you the real deal on everything before you were born.
Sure. Yeah, I always get the... You always know when you're ready for some real nice tea when one of your aunts goes, well, he ain't a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up. Whatever. You've been waiting to get this out, Aunt Patty.
I love it. Yeah. Man. Sitting around with a couple of drunk aunts when you were a kid.
I still like doing it. What are you talking about? Now they're letting it all fly.
Yeah, telling you how it really was.
As they're getting older, they're coming to. They're like, listen, I ain't gonna be here much longer.
Yeah,
he's a fucking piece. He's a no good piece of shit.
My Aunt Colleen, God rest her soul, was like that. She was awesome in every way, shape, or form. But the best was like when she would just come over to dinner at my mom's, and it would just be like me, my mom. This is when I was older.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like me, my mom, my dad. Her and maybe the bird or like my brother or something like that, and you had her all to yourself. She'd tell you good stories, sit mm-hmm. there, have a nice cocktail.
Some of my best memories were with my aunt, were with one of my aunts, was my Aunt Karen. My Aunt Karen and my mom were real tight when we were growing up, and We would go. My Aunt Karen would take us down the shore. We'd stay at like a motel in North Wildwood somewhere. The Seashell Motel, the Buccaneer, the whatever, like all those like real motelies.
The Buccaneer.
And I'd get up at the ass crack of dawn, and she'd take me out, and we'd go.
We would go
get donuts at this place, Frog Hollow, off Route 9, out there on like you know mainland or whatever. Man, I remember one time we stopped at a cow door, and she's like, "You can get anything you want." Man, you couldn't tell me shit. I got a Harley, I have a Harley Davidson bandana that I fucking proper put. I was like 7 years old, dude. I proper put on. It had like a skull on fire and everything. And I walked back to the motel. My mom was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I was ripping, dude.
A montage of just get your motor run and you're eating donuts. Talk about
Kip the Ripper, daddy. That's when I came on the scene. Talk about scenes. The Buccaneer Motel was never the same.
Guy at the front desk drops his sunglasses as you walk by.
Eating a big fried plate.
Man. What am I doing? I'm breaking the rules. That's what I'm doing, baby. How you doing, Tuts?
Hey, some more apple juice, please.
Yeah, that's what my favorite memories of down the shore also, too. My Uncle Mike and my mom always got up early. For some reason, they were both up having a heater. And I was a nervous kid, so I always woke up at like 6. Mm-hmm. And they would be like, "Come on, we're going to go to the diner." Me and my Uncle Mike and my mom go to the diner, go to the Chatterbox. Woo-wee! That's where I learned about Scrapple.
I remember for a good couple of weeks, we sat out on the second floor of that, the motel. So the second floor of the motel, we had a handful of chairs. I think we had two rooms. So we had a handful of chairs. Like, you know, we made the space in the middle like
posted
ours.
Up there.
Posted up. And my aunt's friend, it was like a family friend, on the Chiba. I didn't know at the time, but I would just sit there with her.
Sure, smoke weird cigarettes, lady.
He's ripping a binger. Just like, what was that kid? The sweet bandana.
I feel a little funny. Are you hungry? In a contact
eye. Man, and she would do the crossword puzzle in the newspaper, and I would sit there. I thought I was participating. That was like I thought we were going to work. I was like, we got to get up early. Me and Nancy got to hit the crossword. I got enough of the boardwalk. I got shit to do in the morning.
That thing's a real bear, too, I tell you.
She's just writing down nonsense.
Yeah, so you probably have a pen, dude. Man.
Four-letter word for a fat kid that won't leave you alone.
Dork.
Stings you real quick.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm not sure.
Man. I played bingo with my Aunt Mary Catherine all the time, her and the girls. Mm-hmm. Ooh, man, that was intense.
I don't think we ever played. I don't think I've ever been to a bingo hall. I don't think I ever partaken in any
buddy,
of that.
Buddy, when everybody's 70 and you're a chubby little kid, man, all the hard candy you can ask for. Mm-hmm. Smells like cigarettes and perfume, rooting through all their purses. Some crooked priest running the whole thing.
He's on the take.
Oh, it was great, dude. It was great.
I can imagine a little you chatting it up with the girls. Oh, really dude. Getting into it.
That's where I did my best work. They loved me. Mm-hmm. I could hold a conversation in anything that they were talking about. You know what I mean? Pot roast prices at that Ensalaco or something like that.
They're through the roof.
It's crazy. It is.
ShopRite's bringing back the Can-Can special soon. 10 for 10.
I was just talking to one of the nuns about this the other day. It's funny.
Oh, I thought you were really telling me. I thought you fell into like a now store. Like I was just talking to one of the nuns. Man.
That's how I'd worked a room with the ladies.
Also, speaking of, I headed down the shore, sixth grade maybe younger. Whatever. What year did... Amish Paradise come out, T-Bone? Any ballpark
what,
on that?
What, the Weird
Al? Yeah.
I think 98 is my guess.
Talk about being on the scene. Did you get a year on that?
I did, yeah. Mr. Weird Al Yankovic dropped the all-time classic, Amish Paradise, in 1996.
1996, so I was 10.
Man,
I was.
He didn't miss, did he?
Dude, so I was in fourth grade, and we were driving down on my mom's tan. Ford Taurus, no AC, Schwitzen. And I'm in the front. It's my sister. So if I'm 10, she's 16.
Okay.
Maybe. And three of her friends, there's four of them in the back seat of the Taurus crammed in there. There, you know.
Hey, ladies, you heard the new jams?
Man, I couldn't wait to put that on and sing it. I could not wait. I remember being like, can I do it now? Like, you know, and she's like, all right, we'll get, because they were listening to their music or whatever. Cassette player up front.
You got the perfume spritzer like an opera guy.
You're
drinking hot tea and lemon and honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kevin Ryan.
You do your own intro.
I couldn't wait to show off to these. I'm 10, they're 16.
You started belting this out?
Not belting. Show. I did rep.
Did you turn around?
I'm playing the crowd.
Get a turn around.
I'm a showman at the end of the day.
You're all nervous. You're wiping your sweat off your palms and your basketball shorts.
And?
I've embarrassed myself.
Broke a couple of hearts that afternoon.
I remember KJ. The one was like, what is this? I was like, oh, fuck. I remember my sister being like, can we change it? My mom was like, give him one.
Yeah, somebody put on Come On, Ride the Train.
Oh, man.
Man.
I was like,
I said a boom, boom, boom. Let me say, way-oo.
I'm looking at the top songs in 1996. God, the 90s had the worst music of all time.
I loved it.
That's crazy.
No, that pop, to be a 10-year-old in the 90s, that pop on the radio was great.
Yeah, you're nuts.
What do you got?
The Macarena, dominating the charts. Dominating.
I should have showed them that. Let them fucking... They would have been slipping out of the seat.
Now, that's a dance you can do sitting.
I felt like I heard that song and I listened to it and all that stuff. I could never do those dance moves.
I could probably nail it right now.
I could. The electric slide or the one... Put your foot to the right.
The Macarena was just... One. Catch me on a Patreon. That's a new special tomorrow, everybody.
What's wrong with your brother?
Oh, man. It was one of the, huh? Because they're like, you got to figure they're 16-year-old girls. The last thing they want is a fat 10-year-old rapping to them.
After he just farted in the car, probably.
I'm eating a hoagie.
That was for everybody.
You got extra onions on this? Dude, imagine a hot car. I was probably eating a hot car. I probably had like a hot chicken parm too. A hot car, a hot meal, me rapping Weird Al Yankovic to these four girls. One of them was my sister.
Why's your brother eating a bowl of chili in here? Middle of June. Man, you stink. That's all right.
That's though. Not nice.
That's all right.
I was a big in the scene, some would say. All right.
Was that all from sleeping on the couch?
I think so. Man. I forget. I think that was
great
it.
Great question.
This one's from Bill Bacon, $10 homie. Are you garbage if you brush your teeth in a restaurant bathroom?
No.
You don't think?
No.
It's got to be single occupancy.
Oh, yeah. That was...
You can't have a dude fucking dropping a deuce and you got your mouth open.
Talk about particles.
Yeah.
But you do that. You do that sometimes.
What?
You like to brush your teeth after a meal?
Not after a meal.
You do it sometimes here at Tootie's.
That's if I've had 15 cups of coffee and 100 heaters and I'm going out to, you know, just to freshen up.
They say it's good to train your body to do that after you eat.
Yeah.
Like it lets you know you're done eating and blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. I saw an Instagram video about it.
That's where I get all my medical advice.
It is.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately.
Eat till you're 80% full and then brush your teeth right after. That way you don't want to eat. I could get through that, though.
What?
I could muscle through that.
Oh, I've definitely been going for a second Oreo going, this is terrible after you brush your teeth.
OJ.
Shatter your tongue.
Yeah, to me, I don't brush my teeth right when I wake up. I brush my teeth when I leave the, like, when I'm, like, my day's ready.
Where are you keeping it, though? That's the question.
What?
The toothbrush.
When I worked at an office at that law firm in Midtown, there would be a guy every day after lunch, and I would be in there, fuck, dropping heat in the stall. And I'd walk out, and he'd be in there brushing his teeth. I wouldn't be like, dude, my butthole was just exposed no more than 3 feet away from you. Yeah, you got to do it. I'm like, meanwhile, I didn't wash my hands, grabbed his ear. I don't. Yeah, I mean, I get it if you stay on top of it, but it's like, I guess if you're at lunch,
I mean,
know.
When we were jammed up, I would shave in there in between auditions and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that too. I would be changing,
you would change.
Not showering, but you know, cleaning up, getting ready after my day job before sets.
Yeah,
for sure. But
have you ever cut yourself shaving in a public restroom?
I've never shaved like that in a
I'd
public
freak
restroom.
Out.
The worst at a restaurant job upstairs before clocking in, just sticking shit on your neck.
Oh,
like
really?
A scumbag.
I'd let that ride. You got to catch me tomorrow on that bullshit. I'll take the warning. I'm not shaving. Nuts. I was the worst. Dude, my clothes were always dirty. I was always hungover.
We've mentioned it before, but when you get a waiter that comes up to your table with 5-day-old waiter pants on, you're like, dude, I know I've been that guy, but. Come on.
A dirty apron's the best.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have to,
at Macy's, I used to have to wear a suit, and that suit, I had one, and it would just end up in a ball, and I'd have to wake up early, super hungover, / still drunk, throw that thing. I look at the man, looking like I just lost my house on the subway. Looking like I just took everything.
Getting railroaded in a divorce.
Oh, man. It's a rough hang I was. All right, this one's from Robert Lee, longtime $10 homie. Never had one read. I asked my wife what her first concert was, and she confidently said it was a Tommy Lee concert that her dad made her go to on a school night when she was 8.
Ooh.
Man, Tommy Lee, that had to be, let me guess, that was probably 2000.
I didn't know he had a solo career.
Yeah, it was.
Not to disparage the legend.
It was big for Methods of Mayhem, I believe it was.
Was he drumming?
It was drumming and singing.
Really?
I believe.
From the drum kit?
I don't That's know. Tough to do. I didn't see him live, so I'm not sure.
He would rock the Britney Spears mic, too.
Would
yeah.
he?
Oh, yeah.
Few people can pull that off. Don Henley pulled it off. Phil Collins pulled it off. And I guess Tommy Lee.
It's got to be a slow concert.
Man, look at the brain on Kippy. Tommy Lee, Never a Dull Moment, 2002.
What was the hit song off that?
Give me one second here.
It's got to be Methods of Mayhem. And I remember on the CD, we bought it. We went to the, you know, is that the 2002 is the years I'm going to the mall. Like, you get dropped off at.
Be a Sam Goody guy? Where'd you go?
No, the Wall was big.
Yeah,
remember
Tower Records?
No, it was the Wall, and then I think FYE popped in, but it was mainly the Wall.
Okay.
All the big, every mall we would go to had the Wall. I remember that guarantee they had.
I don't know.
The Wall had a blue sticker on it. It was like, if you buy this at the Wall, you can bring it back for any reason, and you would like. But then they stopped, so we would like. Save them somehow. You would always have to keep that on there. So then if a CD did break, you could take it off a good one and put it on that one and be like, oh,
huh.
Return it or exchange it or something.
I didn't know the Wall. I knew Tower Records, Sam Goody.
Yeah, I don't know. The Wall.
Tower Records, you walked in there, man. It was like the way that place smelled, that carpet was all right.
I remember we went to one. My sister really wanted the Fuji CD.
Okay.
And we couldn't find it anywhere. And we went to like 5 different places and we found it at the Tower Records on the Boulevard in the Northeast.
Did you guys see that viral clip of 50 Cent where some guy walked up to him and gave him $20? It was like, I stole your record in 1999.
No shit.
It's cash, bro.
He take it?
He did.
That's great.
Shout out to 50. 50, hit me up.
Come on. Love
I had a dream last night he was doing the show.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. Or I was hanging out with him, and I was trying to position myself to ask to do the show. I was like, I'm a big Weird Al fan. Yeah. But what was I saying? Oh, did you get the hit off that, the single off that track?
I mean,
you're a real dirtbag if you've ever owned the Tommy Lee single.
The single wasn't called Methods of Madness. The band was called Methods of Madness.
Madness or Mayhem. Madness?
Method of Mayhem.
Mayhem. All right. So it was Tommy Lee and the Method of Mayhem.
I wonder who was up front. No lead singer? What are you looking at? Him behind the drum
kit? That's
what
I'm saying. It's got to be. Well, that's
why. You got the bass player and the guitar player and then him?
Oh, it's an all-star lineup, man. They got Marty O'Brien.
Marty!
That guy's a bar back.
Probably a millionaire.
They got John Allen III.
Okay.
He's probably all studio guys cleaned up.
Morgan Rose?
Sounds cool.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Marty O'Brien's the best. Oh, he's a drummer for Seven Dust. That's like a Big J band.
Yeah.
What's a J band?
Big J, like Big J, our friend, Jason Oakerson?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Big J
band.
Big J likes them.
I can see him.
He kind of, you've made it sound like that.
Yeah, it was
like
a style of music.
Like J was a style of music.
Yeah.
It's a Big J band.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a big punk band.
Oh, yeah. Like you're a Japanese pop band or something.
I thought I was out of the loop. I'm like, what the hell is J band? Were you a ska guy?
I thought you were on the scene.
Were you a ska guy?
Those records are sealed, sir, and they won't be opened up again. Statute of limitations expired on that shit.
I love the Mighty Boss, though.
Hey, shout out Catch 22. Yeah, a lot of ska.
But,
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Would you dance? Would you dance ska?
Buddy.
Skanking it.
Catch me with my little all-white Sony Discman swapping between the original cast recordings and musicals and ska bands in middle school, dude. Talk about a dork.
Really? Oh. Listening to the scores from music.
Like,
which ones?
Like Wicked and shit.
That was around back then?
Guy's a wicked dork.
No kidding.
Yeah, huge fucking loser.
I thought that was a newer production.
Oh, trying to kickflip in a fedora, I'm sure.
They have a movie coming out. Looks pretty good of Wicked.
What Discman were you bumping? The CD Discman.
Listen, we didn't get that shit. We got... My mom worked for The Gap. This is probably in 82 or 83.
I know, but I'm saying that's not when CD, like a Discman came out in like 99, so you were in college.
I'm trying to build it up to it. The first head unit.
It was homecoming night.
The first, what is it called? Personal
Walk
listening?
Band. Personal
It wasn't,
listening.
It was just radio. It was a radio that had headphones
a
on.
A Walkman.
Yeah, trying to get reception on that thing.
Oh, yeah, I've had them, yeah.
Jesus. And then
so you would have been what year was I mean I think 99
I had the yellow one that had the clamp on it, but it was second hand.
Oh, those were that was the nice one, the Sony Vio, yeah. Sony Vio or something, I think it was, or Sony Discman. There was a version,
I think,
of,
it was a Discman.
There was a version of Sony's. I think that the name was all disc. Everybody called it a Discman, whether it be by brand or not.
Sony was the Discman,
and they were like different colors. You get a blue one, a red one.
Sounds like a frisbee golfer.
Yeah,
the Discman.
I'm the Discman. And man, those were the cool ones. I didn't have that. I had a green see-through one that I won at a raffle on like a fundraiser for school, and this thing skipped before you put the CD in. This thing was this
give
thing
you epilepsy.
Was, oh man, this thing was skipping.
Yeah.
And my friends could run with her or like whatever, and it was just fucking. I'd be sitting on. You couldn't ride to school. It would shake on the school bus and would skip. So I'd have to ride like I'm holding a pizza or something.
Oh yeah, that 10-second skip protection runs out quick.
I didn't have any.
I hated those ear things that went in. The ones that went around, but then they went.
Oh,
they
that's. That's American
somebody,
Psycho.
Somebody
stuff.
Came up behind you and hit you with that.
Yeah, you'd be deaf. Those, and I never had the cool ones. The cool ones probably hit when I was in junior high. They were the regular headphones, but went behind and clipped over the ear.
Oh, I hated
think they,
those
I think
things.
They came with those Sony.
Yes.
With those Sony stylized Discman, and I never had them, dude. I had the real shitty ones. They had the metal. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Like you were in the traffic chopper?
Uh-huh, and only one of them ever worked. You know what I mean? You'd have to do... This was real big.
Did you
could hear what was happening.
Did you have a method of trying to repair a scratched disc?
Ooh.
Throw it out.
I think they said peanut butter was big. The oils and peanut butter, I think, would work. But I think that more came for PS2 games.
Yeah. Toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it work?
It did.
Crazy.
It would just like fill in the
That's what they
the
said.
Yeah.
I would just clean them off. That was it. I didn't put too much effort into it.
Yeah, but they're scratched. You can't use them. Or certain songs wouldn't play.
And yours already had peanut butter on them, so you were fine.
And jelly. I remember I had a CD player, like a walking around CD player when the iPhone was out in like 2006. I still had
Well, that really separated your class, like
an iPod. I don't know when I got an iPod.
Pat had the first one in the first one I ever saw was 2004, 2005. We were juniors, seniors in high school, and we used to. I mean, to me, that might as well have been NASA authorized. I'd be like, let me listen to a song on it, and I would like for like 2 minutes, I'd listen to a song and be like, I'm cool. You know what I mean? Just listen to my iPod over here, you know.
I think in 2007. I wanted an iPod for Christmas, and my brother got me an MP3 player. It was brutal. First of all, it was about 40 pounds. You could kill somebody with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it held like four songs or something. Like, it was brutal.
Yeah, I famously said I bought the Zune the one time, which was Microsoft's answer to the iPhone.
Trash.
Or the iPod, but
the price point was so much different.
Yeah, I had an iPod Nano that I got
as
a gift from somebody.
At some point, they were giving them away.
Well, that's what happened. They started giving away in all these promotional things, and I think my aunt got it in like some sort of gift bag, something. Mm-hmm. Like, my aunt got it for free through work or a contest or something, and she gave it to me, and but I was already behind.
Is this the one where it didn't have a screen? It
no,
was like
that's
a little...
the iPod Run or something.
Did it say Citibank on the back?
Yeah.
It's like a free T-shirt.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was very of that ilk.
State Farm. Yeah, my first iPhone wasn't until 2015 or 14, I think. I would just get secondhand phone. Once after the flip, I would buy secondhand phones off somebody at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
I still have a bunch of them, like in a bag somewhere.
Saving them for when the fucking when the nukes get dropped, be able to go analog style.
Yeah.
If you hear this, I am at Aunt Doody's. I will be here every day from sun up to sundown, smoking heaters.
If you turned any of those on, it'd just start blowing up with texts of people you owed money to 10 years ago.
That's not a bad idea. The service would be out, but that would be cool. See who is still, hey, you still banging, huh? I didn't know that. Your number's still good? I always memorize those.
Sure.
Yeah. The nefarious numbers.
An addict will.
Yeah. Oh, those are memorized.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I don't know. The last phone number I memorized was probably one of my buddies from high school cell phone. That's it. Like, you know.
Yeah. If you ever
I can still rattle off Pat, Deli's, Flips. But that would be sometimes when you're calling from the house, like, you'd actually have to dial it from the house of, like, oh, I'm going to call Flip cell phone or whatever.
Yeah. If you got into my phone, don't call Good Pizza unless you got cash on you.
And the pizza's not great. Not gonna lie.
This is from your boy Charlie. Have you or someone you've known ever taken the bed sheets and blankets home from a hospital stay? Oh, man. That's...
I took the socks home with me from when I was supposed to get my endoscopy.
That's normal. You take the socks. Everybody growing up, there was a
they
pair
got a
of
grip
hospital
on
socks.
Them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. In case you ever got a fucking...
If you're taking souvenirs from the saddest moment of your life...
Well, I hear a lot of times, like I've heard it, of specifically my family, I guess like cousins or whatever, of when you go to like have a baby, they charge you for all that stuff in the room. So like they would take, not the bed sheets, but like, oh, there's these diapers, like, you know.
The IV drip.
Got the good stuff, doc. Well, like they'll put like, there might be like, I'm making this up, I don't even know if it is this, but in this world of like, there's 10 diapers in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're taking them with us because they're charging you $15 for the diaper.
Sure.
For each diaper or whatever at the fucking markup. Don't get me started on the healthcare system.
Yeah.
So I know people would do that. But like, they're charging you for it. That was always the, you're paying for it, you might as well take it.
What do you think the rule is on, you know how they give you the blanket on the airplane if it's a long flight?
Uh-huh.
You take that?
I never do.
But
you could.
Should you?
I don't think you should. You can. Are they reusing them? They're washing them and resealing them.
I don't know.
I
have a United one at my house that's pretty cozy.
Yeah. I think this is what I think. I think the ones that are left there, they take, sanitize, and then wrap back up in those plastic bags. Because they're put in plastic bags a lot of times when you open them. And they're like, oh, this is clean. This is brand
new.
Which
I hate. I never know what to do with that plastic. It's already jamming up the works in the pocket.
Jamming up your layout. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever keep it in there? It just slides everywhere.
I hate when you get there and you got to, like, I like clean running a tight shift. It's a longer flight, 5 hours or 4 hours in. I'm like, whatever, there's trash. There's an empty water bottle.
But you
there's
start
a bag
clean.
Of empty gummy bears. But I like start, if I have to.
Especially in the takeoff.
Yeah. You got to run a clean, you know, in case you got to get out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? U.S. Marshal style.
Jam you up.
All right, let's see here. This one's from Blake, $10 homie, never had one read. Is it garbage to tell your barber to cut your bangs to line up with the mole on your forehead? So he's trying to, I respect that. He's got a mole somewhere on his forehead that he's trying to cover up. So that's smart. I don't know what else to tell you. If you got something
who's rocking bangs like that, though?
I don't necessarily know bangs, but I mean, I don't think he's got the Caesar going, you know what I mean? But
I know that his arch nemesis is the wind.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, me too.
Yikes.
I think, like, you know, or like if you got a coif or if you go, like, you could, you know, hide it a little bit, I'm sure.
You ever get a mole removed? You ever have a mole taken off?
No, I never had any real skin issues. I had a wart that I ripped off and then never came back.
For cosmetic reasons, I mean.
No.
No?
I got this. I got like a freckle under my eye. It's a freckle moly type thing, but that's just.
You
whatever.
Rocked that.
Yeah.
That's a couple of skin tags taken off.
Never had anything. Some
self taken off.
Yeah, it's fucking gross. No, don't bring that up. I don't know why you continue to shove that into daily conversation with me. I've never once been like, oh, more about your skin tag, sir. And you, for the past decade, have been trying to cram it into conversation.
Nice toenail clipper.
God damn. This one's a relatively pro move in the days of technology here. This is from JB. Is it garbage to order an Uber to your buddy's house, not to pick up your buddy, but to pick up his set of darts because you and your other friend were too drunk to drive home and all your darts are broken? Iris, that's smart. If you want to play darts and you're somewhere and your boy's got darts, it's going to cost you $15.
Like Uber package or whatever?
They do that in New York. I don't know if they do that in the burbs or another. But in New York, if you forget your keys, I can send an Uber to my house. My wife will put the keys in the Uber and drive them to me type thing.
Hmm.
I mean, that is a garbage. I mean, to play darts is nuts. Just to play, you got to be really
you got a hot game going. What are you
really
do?
Jonesing for a dart game, dude?
So that started because someone was talking some shit.
Yeah, that's yeah. Gotta settle
do
this.
Right now. Do it right now. All my darts are broken, so I don't know what to do. All right, let's send the Uber over to Jimmy's house.
Darts was big for us for a long time, college and after college. When I mean, the pregame was a 30-pack of Coors Light, typically, or whatever we get our hands on, and just probably like 5 or 6 games of darts, crush those beers between like, you know, 4 or 5 of us, and then scurry out into the night and get shot down.
No bullseyes after that,
huh? all right, let's see here. This one's just classic. This is from David. Have you ever said, this is a nice paper plate?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I remember for a little while.
Which I don't love the nice ones because it's too much. The nice ones now are too much plate, not as much paper plate. You feel.
But then you get that happy medium. It's waxy but stiff.
I kind of like that. But the plastic ones that are disposable, no, throw them away. If you have to ask, am I saving this? It's too nice. Are you saving? No, you throw them away. Then save that.
Patty.
A paper plate should be like, you should be standing, laughing, talking. That's too formal.
Those went right in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's nuts to me.
Yeah, they were there.
Come out melted.
A couple of parties were happening for that. Put it on cold water. You'd be all right.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, for a little while, we thought we were real fancy. We were banging with the paper plate holder. It was usually wicker.
Oh, yeah. Denise still has
you
that.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You put your paper plate in there.
Wait, in there?
Yeah, it's like a wicker paper plate holder.
Yeah.
Like, each individual paper plate would get put in there.
Oh, my God. We had that at one point.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. So, like, you would eat out of this wicker thing?
Imagine a perfectly paper plate-sized wicker, almost like cookie tin. It's, like, circular with a little wall, so the paper plate just pops right into it.
Snap into place.
And you would each have one of these?
Yeah. And then when you were done, you would take your paper plate and you'd throw it out and you'd put your wicker basket back.
I don't think I ever use these. We have one of those. We have a wicker basket that they all sit in.
No. These.
Yeah, I understand. I'm explaining
this
that.
A sleeve, I guess this would be the best term for this. It would be a paper plate sleeve.
Yeah, no, they're called. Made of wicker. Them. Paper plate holders, 10-inch wicker paper plate holders.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never used them.
Real classy.
No, they are not.
No, you don't think?
No.
Classy.
That is
sitting there with a nice thing of potato salad.
That
holding
is
it?
What trash people think is a classy maneuver.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not a pro move or whatever. It ain't classy.
Huh.
Classy.
They were hot back in the
you're
day.
You're trying to church up a paper plate.
You couldn't do a lot of people because you didn't have that many.
You are what you are. You can't.
If you're drinking Franzi out of a wine glass.
You're still drinking Franzi.
Come on.
Yeah. No, I mean, just accept who you are. You're eating off a paper plate. It is what it, which I love. Some of my best meals have been off paper plates.
Oh man!
I want to switch to them, and I tried recently
in the house.
And she don't. The European bro don't go
you
for it.
You can't be doing that.
Why? It's so much better.
I always use multiple.
Been doing it for about a year, bro.
I mean, you're living on your own. That makes sense. What's the problem?
I do multiple. I think you have 4 or 5 together. Get a nice sturdy plate.
But if I'm
cut steak on that thing.
If I'm just making, like, you know, say a frozen pizza or something, I ain't got to be, just throw the slice in the thing, go watch TV.
Sure.
How do you handle a frozen, sorry, one second. Man.
Mucus, Marty.
How do you handle a frozen pizza that doesn't come with the cardboard underneath to use to pull it out?
Sucks. I hate it.
Pull it out where?
So you
like,
know, like,
it doesn't come with the cardboard circle for the tray.
Just the box. It's just the box pizza in a bag.
You use the cardboard circle after it's cooked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to put it on and cut it on.
You do?
100%. I believe
because you guys raw dog them. You don't put them on a cookie sheet, right?
No, that would be insane to do. Their bottom's not going to be crispy.
Yeah.
I put it
no,
on
the idea.
I have to. I'm told I have to put it on a cookie
No, you
sheet.
Put it on the.
Or fucking, tinfoil.
You put it on the. You put it right on the tray. You take it off the cardboard thing. You put it in there. And then when you slide it out onto the cardboard circle, you put it down, and that's what you cut on.
Oh, really?
I will use the box if I have to use the box.
Now, here's the million-dollar question with the box. Do you disassemble the box so you can flip it inside out and make a little tray, or are you raw-dogging it right on the outside?
It was in the freezer. That stuff's all killed.
I'm raw-dogging it on the box.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. That stuff's
inside out.
No, but it's also like...
You've seen enough paper plates.
From a standpoint of like the heat onto that paint, like in the ink in that box, like that's probably not the best.
Get out of here.
I'm just saying, it's probably
not the
best.
That's the flavor.
So I'll do that,
though.
Talking
about.
Or if there is a... We do have a cooking sheet that... Because the Collie Powers, which I was a big fan of for a long time, still am if the money's right. Ain't them. I will... they used to come with the cardboard, then stopped. So I will use a cookie sheet, but I don't like that because I don't like doing a cookie sheet because then the fucking cookie sheet don't fit in there. I got to wash a cookie sheet.
Yeah, washing a cookie sheet sucks.
Stinks. Never gets dry. Ooh. Suds on the bottom.
Man.
Jammed up.
Those things get so gross so quick.
I know.
Can't stand the cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. We got time for one more. This one's from Hanzi Scheme. Pretty
Hanzi.
Good. $10 Chicago, homie. Ever wear tearaway pants with no intention of doing anything athletic? I think most people that are wearing them aren't doing anything athletic. I don't think I ever wore them. My brother had a pair that I adopted for a little bit, but I didn't have breakaway pants.
We had them for wrestling.
That makes sense.
Our wrestling, like our uniform was, part of it was that.
Of course.
We danced on the weekends.
Sitting on a couch like you're checking into a game, you just rip them off and sit down immediately.
Just to furiously masturbate. We got to wrap it up, gang.
Gang, what a fun episode, boys.
What a fun one.
Kip, congratulations on the special. Gang,
thank you.
Check it out.
Tomorrow night, if you're listening to this the night it comes out, Thursday, March 14th, my half-hour comedy special will be on the Are You Garbage page. Check it out. Share with a friend. Be in we're going to do the live premiere. Be in the chat. The whole nine yards. We appreciate it. The support you showed Foley was great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Looking forward to this one as well, so thank you very much. We love yous.
Grab a ticket to the live show, gang.
Yeah, live show.
Come see us.
First run is Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, and Tampa. Get those tickets. We appreciate all the support. You're the fucking best. Thank you.
See you next week.
Peace.